The state-run Children in Need of Services, or CHINS program, once served 1,000 kids. But when lawmakers scaled it back, the number of kids the state could serve dropped to 50. David Villiotti directs a residential facility for troubled youth in Nashua.
There was really a mass exodus from 43 kids to, say, 28, 29 in the summer of 2011 for kids that were placed with us.
At the time, Villiotti says the Nashua Children's Home could only accommodate the type of kids who, for example, broke into people's homes. He remembers telling a board member,
It's the kids that stay out all night and don't break into people's homes we can no longer do anything about.
Back then, without CHINS fully in place, Villiotti says kids had to commit a crime to receive social services.
What was really too bad, where a lot of those youth were receiving counseling services, all of those services were cut. Now the bulk of those services can be restored, so that's a good thing.
As of September 1st, the goal of the CHINS program is to reach kids before they have severe emotional issues. But for some, it's a little too late.
This is when he first came to live with me. He was making this bus.
Judy Lavoie of Goffstown sits at her kitchen table and looks at the photos of her grandson, Michael. Lavoie took him in 2 years ago after the then 9-year-old Michael could no longer stay with other family members.
This is when we went to the fair last year. He entered a pie eating contest. He won first place.
Yeah, he looks happy there.
Oh, he's very happy.
And at first, Michael thrived in Lavoie's home. He got good grades. He made friends. But over time, efforts to provide a stable home were not enough to ease the trauma from years of neglect and domestic violence.
He started running away from home. One minute he was compliant, and the next minute he was yelling and saying he wanted to run away because I asked him to do chores. If I didn't give him a snack when he wanted a snack, I mean, he threatened us, you know, yelled at us. It was very chaotic because I have other children in the household.
And when Lavoie asked the police or school officials for help, they told her there wasn't much they could do.
Their hands were tied. The CHINS petition, nothing was in place, so I had to just deal with it. And then when they changed the law, that's when I started getting some help.
Earlier this month, Michael went into a children's psychiatric residence in Concord.
I wish that they would have had services before now.
Not all kids in the CHINS program land in psychiatric residences. In fact, most are children who need in-home or at-school therapy. Maggie Bishop directs a division of Children, Youth, and Families. She says the restored funding puts $5.5 million back into the CHINS program, providing roughly $8.4 million for each year of the biennium. But the infusion of dollars is not the only improvement.
Statute change is saying, look, to families, if you're struggling with issues that you think you can resolve with services and you want those services, not require them to go down a court track, but instead require the division to assess families for their ability to work voluntarily.
The hope is that by avoiding the court systems, troubled kids access counseling faster. And school officials say they can better enforce attendance. The evidence is in the numbers, says Nashua Superintendent Mark Conrad.
So if we look at the difference in absentee rates for those students who are absent more than 20 days between the year that CHINS was in effect and the year it ended, we saw an average increase of 31%. In addition to that, within that group of students, the number of days they were absent actually went up over 50%.
The revised program only recently got off the ground. Democratic State Representative Mary Beth Walls of Bow chairs the House Child and Family Law Committee. Wall says some state officials worry the funds aren't enough.
And there is language in the CHINS bill that allows them to stop providing services if they run out of money.
But caregivers like Judy Lavoie hope that doesn't happen.
I'm thankful they got the CHINS back because I think it's going to help a lot of families get the services they need without waiting and without it spiraling out of control.
For NHPR News, this is Cheryl Rich-Kern.